Saman seemed a little shaky here, so I reminded him, "We're speaking, remember, of aboutness? You and I can think about things. Symbols in our brains have meanings. The question is, can a syntactic device think about things or merely process digits that have no aboutness, no meaning,
no semantic content?" Saman said.
"Yes. Now, at the consent of Sant Mancaster, just after the reconstitution, Fawn was the FAE of the syntactic faculty, followers of Proke. She took the view that aboutness didn't exist, was an illusion that any sufficiently advanced syndev creates for itself. By this time, Evan Edric was already dead, but he, like Halicarn before him, had taken the view that our minds could do things that syndevs couldn't, that aboutness was real,
that our thoughts really did have semantic content over and above the ones and zeros."
"Yes. It's related to the notion that our minds are capable of perceiving ideal forms in the Hylian theoric world."
"Would you people mind?"
Yul bellowed.
"We're trying to have a camp out here. This is what we do to relax,"
Saman shot back.
"Yeah," I said. "If we were working, we'd talk about things that were tedious and complicated."
"It's worse than listening to preachers,"
Yul complained. But Ganel refused to rise to the bait.
"Let me explain it in words you can understand, cousin," Ganel said. "If the aliens are just a big computer program, Saman here can shut them down just by flipping one bit. The program won't even know it's being sabotaged."
"Only if it does not have aboutness," I cautioned him. "If it's capable of understanding that its symbols are about something, then it'll know that Saman is up to no good."
"It would have to have crazy security measures built in,"
Yul said.
"What with all those nukes and so on?"
"If it lacks aboutness, it is incredibly vulnerable, so yes," Saman said. "But systems with true aboutness, or so the myth goes, should be much more difficult to deceive."
"Nah,"
Yul said, and looked at his cousin again.
"You just have to deceive him in a different way."
"Apparently the Warden of Heaven was not very convincing," Ganel pointed out. "So maybe preaching isn't as easy as you think."
Cord cleared her throat and frowned at her bowl.
Not that this isn't fascinating, but what is the plan today?"
This produced a long silence. Cord followed up with,
"I like it here, but it's beginning to feel creepy. Does anyone else think it's creepy?"
"You're talking to a bunch of guys,"
Yul said.
"No one here is going to validate your feelings."
She tossed sand at him.
"I've been doing some research," Saman said, which was creepy in itself, because I didn't understand why I should have such good reticulum access in such a godforsaken place.
"But you understand it now?" Ganel asked.
"Yes, I think so."
"What did you learn?"
"The whole island is a single parcel of private land, owned by a single entity. Has been since the old Mathic Age. Back in those days it was a petty principality, got kicked back and forth between different empires from age to age. When kings and princes went out of style, it would pass into the hands of a private owner or a trust. When they came back into fashion, it'd get a prince or a baron or something again. But 900 years ago it was purchased by a private foundation. That's a thing like a dowment. And they must have had ties to the Mathic world, because the Orathena Dig, the new consent we saw yesterday, was sponsored by them."
"Sponsored, or something," Saman said. "A single apert, 10 days, isn't long enough to organize such a big project," I pointed out. "This dowment must have been a long time making its plans."
"It's not so hard," Cord said. "The Unarians have apert once a year. It's easy to talk to them. Some graduate and become tenors. Some of those become hundreders and so on. If these guys started working on it in 2800, by the time of the millennial convox of 3000, they could have had supporters everywhere except in thousander maths.